This program may contain views and opinions by its hosts, guests, and callers, which are not necessarily those of WCHE's owners, management, or sponsors. Parental discretion is advised.
We're back with the Jay and Randy Show.
All right, yeah, back with more fun here. 1520 AM, WCHE, Westchester, where the static is. Heard worldwide at WCHE1520.com. Also heard at ChesterCountyInternetRadio.com. It's all about being local. And let's go to the phones here. See who we have on the line. Hey, now.
Hey, Barney, how you feeling?
I'm pretty good. Yoo-hoo.
Yeah. I told Michelle, I just had an hour-long conference call, and I jumped online on the website because Michelle's got an update, but it wasn't updated yet.
Okay.
But three beers, eh?
Number four.
Yeah, just started the fourth.
God, I would have so beat you by now.
I know you would.
No. All right, well, I've got the whole school listening to you as much as
good.
We can, so watch what you're saying.
You doubled our audience.
Yes, right. I did. I got 130 kids here today.
Oh, well, you quadrupled it.
Including the babies that are drooling just like you.
Nice.
God, I hope I get lucky after all this.
Yeah, you will.
God, I hope so.
All right.
I'll have to wake you up.
Okay.
Bye.
No, that's it.
She's cool.
Yeah.
By the way, yeah. during the break.
I like do her.
During the break, Dave came over and I put on those beer goggles.
Yeah.
And first of all, I was sitting here and everything's distorted, and Michelle puts her hand out, so it takes me a little while to grab her hand.
Yeah.
And I just try to walk. I tried walking two steps and I couldn't do it.
Oh, we gotta get video of that.
It was, and the wall is curved.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
Oh, man.
It's like a fisheye lens or something weird.
Yeah, I know. I never.
They're about $300 for those goggles or something. Well,
yeah. Wow.
And you use as
that's
a training thing?
Device, yes.
So, that you, like, maybe you have officers that have never had a beer. They're just like, why would I want to get messed up? You know, and you can go, okay, well, this is what your people you're pulling over might be experiencing?
No, yeah, exactly. Okay. And, well, the glasses are for, like, in MAD, I think we get them through them. And,
Know,
it's kind of they use it for the DARE, which is program, which is certainly, it's a different name now. For
sure. Things, you ever watch the movie Training Day?
No, I haven't.
Oh, my God, you dig it the most. it's nuts. I mean, it's who's the black guy? Denzel Washington is like a DEA cop or something like that. He's like a cop, you know, like a drug cop or whatever. And it's just, I don't want to ruin it for you. Watch it. It's a mind F. I mean, it'll mess with, I mean, it's this guy, Ethan Hawke, or somebody's first day as part of like a drug vice squad or something like that or whatever, like a drug squad. And his boss is Denzel Washington. And man, it's just, hang on to your hat because it's a wild ride for an hour and a half. You're just like, oh my God, Denzel Washington is just, you think he's going to be like the cool, nice training officer or whatever. And it's just such a mind.
What was the movie with Steve Martin? I forget where they actually pull him over because they think he's been drinking and driving.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was a man.
Juggle and spin a plate on his head instead of hop on one foot. These tests are hard.
That's a man with two brains.
Yeah.
He's in Germany.
Yeah.
And they start off with the regular drug test. And then he says, well, you got to juggle these balls while you're singing some kind of song.
And then the national anthem, hop on one foot.
Yeah, hop on one foot.
The song he has to sing is like some ridiculous song.
Tests are
I can't think what the lyrics are.
Some German song, Hafendigger.
Yeah.
He said, man, your drug tests are really hard over here. Drunk tests are hard over here.
Yeah. That's a funny movie.
That's a funny scene.
Oh, is that the one where his wife is that cheating whore?
She's a.
That broad who's in all the other movies, Kathleen Turner.
Yeah, she'll have sex with everybody but him or something.
Yeah,
she's doing it like the
pool boy.
The pool boy. And,
I remember one of our officers did it one time. One part of the test was after she failed miserably.
Mm-hmm.
One of the tests was they said, "Okay, now put your hands behind your back like you're flying an airplane and go." She did it.
Did you guys have like a little fun every once
in
a while?
Okay. You know,
a little levity.
Yeah.
You know, and what you're really
not
doing.
Not that I'll admit to, but yeah.
Hey, what you guys are doing is really helping. I mean, Mario called in. Mario so gets what we're doing and what you're doing. You know, what we're doing is nothing compared to what you guys do. I mean, you're stopping somebody from reaching down to grab a CD that fell on the floor. That the same guy, sober, dropped the CD on the floor. Well, he'd pick it up at the next red light. He'd throw his car in park and reach down and pick it up. But when you're drunk, you might go, I can grab that CD.
And then whack four parked cars on the way.
Exactly. Yeah, your eyes might be off the road for like four full seconds where like the next thing you know, you just went across the lanes.
Absolutely.
You just creamed a minivan with a family of six, and you killed all six people.
Yep.
And you're normally a pretty good law-abiding citizen, except you're driving home from Uncle Louie's wedding, and you had that seventh beer. When somebody went, come on, why don't you drink with me? You never drink with me. It's your Uncle Leo. Come drink. All right, I'll have one more beer. And then you drive home, you think everything's cool until you drop your Nirvana Nevermind CD on the floor. And you spend 4 seconds reaching for it, and you just killed six people in a minivan. It's no more laughing matter at that.
Right, sure.
So,
that's why we're here.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So there you go. You guys do good work out there. I love you, man. You handsome fella, you. All right. 610-692-3131. Yes, John?
Kathy wanted to know if you saw the website.
Yeah. Oh, is there an update on the website?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to go to...
I can't get in here.
What, yours?
You can't get on our website, Jay?
I can, but it's just not on the... On the thing.
On the what?
On the thing.
On the, you know, on a list.
High tech.
Yeah, I'm high tech. It's on a list, so I have to just actually type it in.
Imagine that, Jay. Yeah,
it's more hard. Work.
So hard to find.
Yeah, it's more work.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now.
Okay.
That was hard. I even Googled it, and it was that hard. All right. Okay. Yeah, our website is WCHE1520.com.
I see. And, I got it. It's funny, yeah.
Ever wonder how many beers you can have before your BAC is 0.08.
That was there.
Randy began drinking at 9:25 a.m. Okay. Weight 185 with shoes, so I have them. Height 5'10.5". Beginning BAC was 0.00. After the first test, Officer Dave offered Randy a job. All right, Officer Dave will test again in 1 hour. Second BAC 0.042. After blowing it, taking it 10:40 a.m. after three beers. Okay, well, there you go. And she has some wacky, little cartoon figures and stuff.
Yeah.
Also on the website, you can see photographs of Ming Hags, where we're at the movie, Bam Margera's movie. There's me and Bam standing there, Bam and I. Kenneth Keith Kallenbach, the late, great Kenneth Keith, and there's Jay and I standing there. So check out our website, WCHE1520.com. And Kathy, thank you for all the most recent... updates. What other radio station updates their website as it's happening?
Right. Yeah.
Most of them keep the name of an old show for like 2 weeks.
It's funny.
I looked it up yesterday. I looked up your wedding pictures at the gazebo.
Yeah.
Picture crack bags and a bum sleeping under the gazebo.
Yeah.
Hey.
That's a park.
I'm sleeping here.
Don't wake me up.
Somebody call the cops.
Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Hey, Tony.
Now, how many have you had?
I'm on my fourth.
Good.
Okay.
I just wanted to point out to you, you know, we've talked quite a bit over the last couple of weeks.
Yes, sir.
And your political views are out in left field. Do you realize that?
Yeah. Why? How so?
I mean, you just don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not getting an argument.
Oh, really? You're judging if I'm an arguing drunk?
He's happy. He's laughing.
What do I care? You've ever McCain. What do I care?
I had to try that.
Okay.
See you.
See you, man. All right. Yes, Officer Dave.
He's so busy.
Yeah, just so you know, I mean, I'm not like when I trash McCain, it doesn't mean that I'm going to pull the lever for Obama. I'm going to write in Ron Paul, who's like the most pro First Amendment and the most pro Second Amendment person on the planet. And they're the first two amendments because they're the first two important ones, the most important ones. That's why. All right, you as an officer probably do believe in the Second Amendment a lot, I would think, or no. Are you like, I don't want you idiots having them?
Which one is that?
That's the right to bear arms.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right, good.
McCain got a C+.
No.
I know you want to know.
The most update was a C. Yesterday we had Dave the intern saying it was an F. Mm-hmm. Did Michelle ever find that out? Michelle, I'll turn your little mic on out there.
No, we never find out.
You never found out?
No, I didn't. And Justin explored all the websites Dave had gone to in the last couple days.
Any porn? So.
I wasn't watching it.
Okay, all right. That's fine. All right. Yeah. Thank you. All right, we'll ask Dave, the intern, where he found that F rating for McCain when he comes in next Wednesday or whatever day.
When I bomb a website? I
don't know. Look at Jay with the jokes. All right, very good. So go to WCHE1520.com for most recent updates on the drinking, to find out how many beers you can have before you're a .08. Mm. All right, that's what we're doing here. It's not a drinking show where we try to see how outrageous and people vomiting and getting interns to throw up on each other and make out with each other. This is actually a serious thing to find out. Are you illegal when you drove home from Uncle Harry's wedding after six beers?
Mm-hmm. Randy, I do want you to get to I want you to have a six-pack in before noon.
I will. I'm almost on my fourth.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm really just the little end of it here on
and
the fourth
beer. What was it that prompted my phone call? I forget the whole thing. I don't forget it. But wasn't it you were reading an article about it was a manslaughter charge. Somebody got 11 and a half to 23 or something for a DUI fatality. And I think what you said was the BAC in the paper was a 1.4, was it not? So I think that's what prompted the whole thing.
Yeah.
So.
All right, let me do a station ID. You're listening to WCHE Westchester. One of the things I've said, and Jay just hates the idea because Jay's had like four beers in his whole life, but one of the things I've said was they should offer completely, no taxpayer dollars would pay for not one penny of this. But if someone who was a fella who enjoyed a few beers wanted to voluntarily pay for it out of his own wallet, he could be like, it's $1,000, but I paid for it myself, and I went to this course where you simulate driving a vehicle, and they get you drink up till where you're 0.13, and you get that loaded, then you go through this driving simulator and you pass all the tests with flying colors, then your license would say, it would under the restrictions where mine says L meaning lenses, it would say like D meaning drunkard. And the police officer would flip it over. Oh, I see you're a drunkard. Yes, I am, officer. And I see you have been registered. You've met the qualifications that you can drive confidently up to a .13. Okay, well, blow into the breathalyzer and you're .12. You go, okay, drive safely and send the guy home. Because I think some people can drink more than others.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, like, I know people that have been drinking. And then they'll drive home, and they've never got a DUI, and they might have been doing it since they were 16, and they might be 50 years old.
Well, I mean, my argument was not. I understand there's people can hold their, hold their liquor or whatever, drinking better than others, and able to interact. Because I was a bartender, I know some people, could drink 10 beers, and you wouldn't know they're drunk, and others drink two beers and falling over the place, whatever.
Yeah.
The thing is, I mean, the law isn't practical.
I'm not saying. It would be the practicality would be that the person would voluntarily incur all costs. Mm-hmm. Okay,
yeah.
If it was $1,000 to get this special license,
yeah,
it might be worth it to somebody who already has one or two DUIs that loves to go to weddings and still drive home. To go, okay, yeah. Well, the reason I got the two DUIs was that bad turn signal, and I drove the one car with the bad registration sticker. Because I didn't, you know what I mean? There's some people that get DUIs because they had the bad registration sticker on the back.
Right.
And there's some people that get DUIs because they killed seven people.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's all I'm saying. And the person would voluntarily pay for it.
Yeah.
Okay? Why would you have a problem with it if the person took all the costs by themselves? Why would you care?
Oh, why would I care? I don't care.
You keep shouting it's impractical. None of your tax dollars would pay for it.
Yeah, I understand.
If it was voluntary, why would you care?
Because two people who are 1.0 and one can drive home and one can't, and one guy who can't gets the ticket or get arrested or whatever. And he says, well, that guy down the street that was 1.0 and he, he didn't get the ticket and arrested.
Yeah, because he paid $1,000 and took a course and proved that he's capable of driving safely at that level.
But then it's like buying justice, I guess. I don't
know. Oh, please.
I don't
That's know. Ridiculous, buying justice.
I got to side with Jay on this.
Oh,
one.
Please, with you over there.
$1,000 for a license to let me drive drunk? Something, a license to drive drunk, that's what you want?
The license to drive.
That's what it is. What
you
it is.
Do realize that the level was 0.10 up until 5 years ago or 10 years ago, whatever it was.
Right.
Okay, so what if you just wanted to be able to be like it was 10 years ago? How come it was fine 10 years ago?
Well, because the legislation was passed.
And, passed.
You have all the coalition groups and MAD, and you have all the...
What if they said that it should be if you blow a .01, then you have your license removed and you go to jail for 10 years? Would you be for that?
Mm. Wait, say that again?
If they made a new law, if you get pulled over, you blow a breathalyzer, .01.
Well, it would be 10.
Oh, okay.
Hundreds. So.
Okay, here. So the legal thing is 0.08.
Right.
Okay.
If you're a 10, which would be a point.
No. I'm saying if they had a new law, instead of they made it illegal, if you lose your license, you go to jail for 10 years. If you're 0.01, would you be for that?
Well, it'd be 0.1.
No. It wouldn't be 0.1. I'm saying if you had the slightest hint of alcohol, you'd go to jail for 10 years. Would you be for that?
No.
What if the legislation decided?
Well, that's why you have representatives.
All right. Well, how about you, Jay? You never drink. Wouldn't you be for it? Wouldn't you be confident? You'd rather be driving around with nobody without ever drinking? Wouldn't that be a safer environment for you?
That's hard to say.
I am the champion. I am the champion. No time for losers.
I don't know.
Good morning. You're on the air.
Did you get that six-pack down yet?
Four. Four done at the sound of the tone.
All right, pop number five.
I will.
Hey,
why is everybody rushing me to get drunk? Michelle held up a sign that said five letters, D-R-I-N-K. I thought I would, like I was saying, and if you drunk six beers, I thought she was correcting my English. All she was doing was telling me to drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, that's what she reminded me to tell you.
Hurry up and drink, douchebag.
Hurry up and drink it.
Yeah.
Hey, Officer Dave, if you pull somebody over, right, and they're drunk, obviously. Now they got a permit to carry a gun, and they have it on them. Is it any more or any less offense?
There's no additional charge, but we do make contact with the sheriff's department and let them know that they got arrested.
Oh, really?
Yep.
And
in some instances, they will revoke his permit.
Okay.
Hey, my car ain't out back, dude. You know I'm the most responsible mother lover here.
What are you talking about?
What?
What?
I'm just saying. You're looking at me?
I'm just asking. Well, you're not packing.
You want trouble?
Are you in trouble, Randy?
Why don't you come on down here? Fix your little red wagon.
I'll show you a drunk. All right.
I'm just asking.
Okay.
Now, hey, Officer Dave, is it frowned upon to go into a bar with a gun in your, a concealed permit and a gun on you? Is it frowned upon to go into?
Yeah, it's not a good idea.
Yeah, okay, I'm just checking.
Right. Is it illegal?
No.
Thank you.
All right, I was just, I didn't know.
Okay.
All right.
But,
hey, Officer Dave.
Yes.
Have you seen Randy's sister yet?
I went to school with her.
All right. What a piece of
ass. Does he know your wife?
My wife is not my sister.
Oh, I'm
sorry.
Good thing.
If we get syndicated, that's what I'll do. If we get syndicated down south.
No, that's right.
Does he know your sister?
He's met my sister. Oh, yeah, okay. My sister's a good-looking broad. Yeah.
Is she still in town?
She's in Chester County.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, look her up.
Yeah.
She does gymnastics or something? I don't know.
Aerobics.
Yeah, she's at the Olympics, Jack.
Yeah.
Is she? Tell me when she's on.
I don't know if she remembers me.
She probably does. You're a handsome fella.
You show your gun.
All right, see you later.
All right, that's
how dare I never want to hear anything like that. Call back in 10 minutes. All right, very good. 610-692-3131. 610-692-3131. Yes, yes, Jay. Mm. All right.
By the way, PennDOT's going to be closing down Route 100.
For what?
Some closures on Route 100 bypass. Northbound section.
Yeah.
I'm just getting the last story in here. Northbound section.
Is this your last? Are you
He's still doing the news for like 3 hours.
I know. That's what ends up.
All right.
Did you hear about the 911 ads, yeah. Jay?
It's in the paper.
It's in the paper.
Yes,
Randy's hungover because he likes his booze. Now it's time for Jay with the friggin' news.
What do you have for us, Jay?
Well, I'm just telling you what the closures this weekend are.
Okay.
The northbound section of Route 100 will be closed and detoured this coming weekend from Route 202 to Route 30 interchange of the bypass, and sections of the road will pass through West Goshen, East Goshen, and West Whiteland townships. Crews will be working on concrete replacements. Then the closure will be from 10 p.m. Friday to 5 a.m. Monday. A motorist will be directed to north towards the Route 202 and Business Route 30 exit, then west on a Business Route 30 to rejoin Business Route 100 next. And
this isn't old, is it, Jay? Because I remember hearing this like
They're closing
ago.
It down. They're going to close it down every weekend.
Like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
I remember hearing this exact closure 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I guess they're keeping it closed.
Maybe now they're going to do
again?
The final stage of it or something wacky like
see
that.
See how they did it last time or doing it again?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. All right. Good, Jay. Is that it?
Also, access to Route 100 from Pottstown Pike will be blocked over the weekend. And detours will take drivers over Boot Road to 202 North.
Okay.
The Business Route 30 and West to 100.
Nice.
That's it.
That's just over the weekend?
Yeah.
All right, if you run into it, they'll tell you which way to go. And since it's on the weekend, it won't be like any major deal.
Hey, JCPenney's having a sale too, Jay. Did you see that? Did you hear that?
No, I didn't see
that. That's one of my stories.
That's one of my stories. I got dragged back from the pack.
That's funny.
Press.
Could you be part of the show permanently?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you want to be a broadcaster?
Can you work for no money? You were thinking of interning. Let's go to Michelle. Yes.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I have a question, hearkening back to your idea that you should get tested and have it marked on your license that you're good up to a, what was it? Well, whatever.
Whatever you want it to be tested
well,
up
okay,
to.
Okay, okay. Yeah. Well, I contend that there are variables to be considered at any given moment in your drinking life.
Okay.
And your weight can vary according to your mood. You know, if you go to see a comedian, you're going to be ready to laugh. Well, if you're drinking and you're partying, you're going to, hey, let's have a good time. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Sure.
And so that's you might annoying. Get, you know, drunker. And then if you've had food or what kind of food. And what if you're pregnant or if you're – it varies between male and female.
Mm.
And what about a female's hormone level, et cetera? That could – doesn't that all figure into – so you can't just get one set number.
All right.
Because it'll change.
I think.
And are you laughing because I sound like a ditz?
No,
and it could change that, too.
I think the level is consistent. Your blood alcohol content, I think, is a consistent number. Those variables will change it. But I mean, like, that's a pretty consistent thing, is your blood alcohol level. I mean,
flip
if
the chart there, because there's a female.
Oh, well, sure. Because, you know, with the broads to be the same height and weight. You want them to be the same height but thinner. And in addition to that, you know, you got the vagina thing. All right, let's go to the
phone. Oh, boy.
Good morning. Low road humor. Good morning. You're on the air. Hey, now.
Yes. Officer Dave give Michelle a test?
Yes. Is that it?
That's it.
That's it.
Right, that's all I got.
That's all you.
Well spoken.
Yeah, all right.
See ya.
See ya.
Be more funny.
All right. This is really great.
Man. Yeah. All All right, yes, Michelle, I hear you out there saying hello.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hello. Well, you know, I'm stuck back.
You could learn that from Jay. Like, Jay's like, Jay, is your mic on? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Spit on the wire.
Yeah.
One of these pipes don't work. They're all full of wire. Hey, Mo. Yeah.
So I was thinking if I drank one beer, I bet it would just zoom up because I'm not used to drinking. And even if I just smell the cork, I'm, you know, dead in the corner. So wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah, but one of the things, it would zoom up, but the BAC level is...
Oh, it's a timed thing.
No, I mean,
we don't have time.
It's your amount of blood alcohol content.
Right.
And that's what it is. And thank you. All right. I'm very scientific.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All I'm saying, the thing with the driver's test where you could voluntarily pay for it and be allowed to drink at a higher level than 0.08 is a thing that you would pay for yourself, and it would allow you to drink six beers and leave a bar versus Michelle? Yes.
I still contend that these variables play a role in your actual blood alcohol level at the time, at any particular, you know, occasions vary, and so do the stats of your body weight or your hormone level or your mood.
Mm.
But
okay.
Thank you.
Just sit in the back of the place.
So here's what a guy does. If he's going to, if you under your law, before he goes to take that test, he eats two large steaks and drinks a gallon of milk. And then he goes, takes the test, and I guess you'll have to be a certain alcohol level, I guess, right? They let you drink until you're 1.0.
It would be decided upon by the legislators or the person volunteering to pay for this test.
Yeah,
they could say you can't get a DUI if you're 0.10, and everyone else gets a DUI at 0.08. Or whatever you chose, 0.11, 0.12, whatever they decided upon. That's all I'm saying. And every cost would be incurred by the person who wants a special license to be an exception to it. Okay? Yeah. That's all I'm saying. All right? Hey, look, whatever. Hey.
You want to run up to Harrisburg and pass this idea to Governor Randall?
How about you make it? Then how about this idea? If you have any alcohol in your system, you never drive a car ever again. Would that be fair?
Well, no, you're going from one extreme to another. Yeah. You're saying either total abstinence or basically I can tolerate this much and I should be able to drive over the limit. You can't do that.
I want you to go up to Harrisburg and propose this in front of the assembly because I never seen them those people giggle.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So that's good. I don't know. I can't believe that would work.
Road trip.
Why don't you drive up there drunk to Harrisburg and give a speech on that?
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Good morning.
Drunken douchebag.
Right, thank you.
Oh,
good morning.
Hey. My goodness.
Hey now.
Goodness gracious. He just called you a name.
I know.
Are you going to sit there and take that?
I guess. He's through the other side of the glass.
It's not bulletproof, is it?
Yeah.
See, now the world now knows my life after the show's over.
Okay, yes.
Yes. Arguing with Randy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just don't bother. There's no way he will let you in. He will never admit he's wrong.
Sure. Mm.
He just wants to hear that he's a champion.
Right.
Thank you.
Do you guys hang out when you're not here at the station? Or is just...
Who, me and Jay?
Yeah.
Like one time he came over.
One time he came over
and he watched Clerks. Yeah. He and Michelle came to my house.
You want to restate that?
What?
PBS.
You tied them to the sofa and made them watch when Randy was in band number one, when Randy was in band number two.
Right.
Yeah, I made them watch
it. I have to watch all his home movies.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're home movies.
And I had seen before.
When I played in rock bands, I made comedy videos with Kenneth Keith Kallenbach. And
Countertops.
Yeah, there's a video of me putting in the countertop.
It's the fourth time I've seen all
your...
Look
at that fit.
Countertop. No, the Ken stuff comes out, bless you, the Ken stuff comes out first. The bands come out much after once he's one eye in it.
Sure.
Yeah, okay.
Is he starting to do the one eye yet?
Not yet.
No.
Nope.
Okay. All right. Just
still got time.
Hmm. Cool.
All right.
God, I hope you're awake when I get home.
I will be. I'm going to take a nap here at the station. All right.
Okay.
All right, see you later.
Bye.
Goodbye.
By the way, I got an email.
Yes?
You're starting to giggle like a schoolgirl.
Yeah. Yeah. Welcome to the show. 5 years ago, it called. They want your observation back. Thank you. All right. Very good. There are things that people would voluntarily pay for. The right to be able to drive at a higher BAC level might be something somebody would want. I don't want my tax dollars to pay for it. I can't make that any more clear.
I don't think you have that to worry about.
I think you're trying to just avoid another DUI with your for personal DUI by passing this law.
No, but I know people who will drink, six, seven, eight beers.
Yeah,
okay.
That's why we're here. You're on six now.
All right. No, I'm on five. I know people that will drink six, seven, eight beers, okay? Mm-hmm. Maybe they do it 7 days a week. Maybe they drive home 7 days a week. Maybe they've done it for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they're superhuman and they've just been really, really, really lucky?
No.
Or do you think they have a tolerance and they know how to drive? They're really great drivers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Maybe they're such good drivers that they're better after five beers than you are after zero, Jay.
No, because your reaction time, no matter how much tolerance you have, your reaction time.
Okay. Jay backed his car out and he hit the pole. Okay. It's the pole jumped in front of him.
That's the first time in many years, 15 years, I've been parking here.
Oh, okay.
And it was an unusual situation.
What was that?
And what?
What was the unusual situation?
There was a truck coming out, and my mom's in a car, and she's talking to me. I got distracted.
Gold in that line was my mom was R in the car.
R for race.
Jay, did you get the rent from that one film?
Did I tell you about the terrorists that were in a parking lot?
You just sold your mom down the river.
Right.
I told Charlene about that. You just said, my mom was in the car. She kept talking to me, goddammit. Right. All right, so you would say drinking and driving is like you sober and driving with your mom in the car?
I'm going to put my mom in your car and see how you do.
Line of the year. Very good, Jay. Very good. And Mrs. Sher, we're just being fun.
We're just being fun. We don't listen, fortunately.
Good. Jay started it. Good morning, Josie. How are you?
All right.
All right, good.
Listen, I kind of like your idea of going to Harrisburg and trying to get that changed.
Okay, good.
I mean, it's not really that much different than people who learning one task and then have to be licensed while they're learning another task.
Sure.
For example, somebody that works on their own car versus somebody that has to be take a test and be licensed as a state inspection mechanic.
Mm-hmm.
The same type of thing.
Sure.
You've just gained another proficiency, and you have a license to prove it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, that's cool.
So the mechanic that works on your car while he's drinking and just about ready to go home forgets to tighten the lug nuts on your car.
You brought drinking into it.
I've seen that done sober, believe me.
Yeah. I understand that.
I worked at a garage once where the woman would pulled out in the Volkswagen and her front tire beat her down the street.
Mm. Oh, man. And
after that, we had to have other people check our lug nuts for about 5 years.
Oh, wow. Brutal.
It was bad news, yeah. But no, I think you're on to something. I don't think it'll ever pass.
Okay.
But I see the logic behind it.
Thank you.
The twisted logic behind it.
Thank you.
I don't know, Randy. I think you really got something there.
You might want to get that looked at.
See ya.
See ya, man. All right, good. Hey, there are people that voluntarily do things, okay? You could, you can get a concealed carry permit in Pennsylvania as long as you're not a criminal and you apply for it, okay? In Delaware, to get the exact same thing, you live in Conkerville, you could get it for having a pulse, and then you go across the state line to Delaware. And you need to take all sorts of training, okay? Now, what do you think of somebody that lived in Pennsylvania, got the permit, but then went and took the same courses that you would need to get the permit in Delaware? What do you think of a person that would do that?
Well, they should be able to get one.
No, I'm saying, in Pennsylvania, you get a concealed carry permit,
right?
With just not being a criminal,
and filling out an application. Pennsylvania says shall issue state. Okay, so you get the permit. You've never fired a gun. You have no experience. You don't know the muzzle from the handle. Okay? But you can get one. Now, in Delaware, you need to go through like 10 hours of training with an NRA-certified instructor. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, what if somebody from Pennsylvania got the concealed carry permit, but then before he ever even thought of owning one, voluntarily paid out of his own pocket the $300 to take that course? You think that guy's a pretty responsible guy? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, people do things like that. Yeah. All right? Voluntarily, they do that. It's self-responsibility instead of blame-shifting on regulations. They go, look, I'd rather pay and out of my own pocket to be responsible. All right, thank you. All right, what's the blood alcohol content mean?
Well, you're looking at your impairment chart.
All right.
What are we at? You're at going on 6 in an hour?
Yeah.
Well, no.
Yeah, I'm on my 6th beer.
Okay.
I started drinking about 9:30. It's almost 11:30.
Okay. And like I said, this is just it's a reference.
Okay.
So, I bet you're close.
You think I'm close?
Yeah.
Yeah, we should have checked me earlier. Yeah.
Well, we'll check you now.
All right.
You ready?
Let me get pee first.
Yeah, please.
Let's test me now. I just opened this one. Right. So let's forget about the one I just opened because I had like one sip off of it. I've had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This one's like, here, so you be a judge. That's a pretty damn fool-ass beer.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so I've had 5 beers. Let's ignore the sip I had out of the 6th. Yeah. And let's see where I'm at.
And it's just been 2 hours.
Okay, you have to take a potty break or
not? Yeah, no, but, I do, but let's do the breathalyzer first. Because okay. I believe I truly cracked the first beer at 9:25.
Yeah,
it's exactly
it
11:25 now, according to my clock.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you. I mean, do you feel that you could operate a vehicle safely at this point? And barring the fact that you know you're under the gun here and we're regulating everything. I mean, if you were just out for a night on the town or for dinner and you had 5-6 beers, you probably would not think twice about getting behind the wheel of a car.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Right.
All right, ready?
All right. Yes.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Blow it! 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 Blow it!
And we're going to find out. We're going to find out the levels.
Blow it!
Okay.
Blow it!
Why did my blow it stop?
Blow it! Blow it! Blow it! Blow it!
He's waiting for those numbers to stop.
Blow it! Blow it!
Michelle.
Blow it. Blow it. Blow it.
All right. And here it is exactly 2 hours later. I've had exactly 5 beers.
Whoa.
0.123?
Whoa. And there you have it.
Oh, my God.
You are over.
You are over the limit.
We should have done the test because, I mean, I had 3 and I was fine. Now I have 5 and I'm completely hammered.
That's the whole point.
And we got to do the test again.
Well, you're not done yet, but you're at a 1-2. You're over the legal limit.
But, I mean, where was I, Michelle, backtrack?
042.
After 3 beers, I was 042.
Yeah, and you doubled it in
We didn't
hour.
Do a test after the 4th beer. That's when we should have done it. Well, that's when the problem happened.
Well, it's been in 2 hours. So you've had 5 beers.
Oh, so time might have done it.
5 beers in 2 hours, and you're over the legal limit already. Which you wouldn't think you would be.
Are you available next Friday?
He just wants to drink beer.
Yeah.
I think I got to work.
Well, now, here's the thing. I mean, maybe those 3 beers, and if I stopped, I might have hit the legal limit. You don't know. I mean, like,
probably
a little time.
Not. You'd have been lower then.
You're
not going to double it just because you quit drinking. Like I said, it will go up over a certain period of time, but you wouldn't have doubled it. But you had 2 more on top of that. And understand, you just finished one, so you're going to still be going up for a little bit longer.
Wow. So you might get a DUI after 3 beers.
That's why I'm here.
Yeah.
That's what I'm telling you.
Wow. We'll have to do it even more controlled next time. I mean, if you're available ever again, if you'd be into doing this. But maybe I'll just drink 3 and stop and keep checking me, time and time later. Because I'd hate to think somebody could get, well, maybe somebody can get a DUI after three.
Five beers in 2 hours.
And I'm way over.
Yeah. Yes.
Yep.
I'm by leaps and bounds over.
Yeah, you're over.
You're over,
over by a third.
You're over by the old rules when it was 1.1.
Yeah, I know. I know, but I mean, when I had three beers, I was halfway there. I was 0.4, right. 0.04.
Yeah. And yeah, that's shocking, too, that two more beers can put you that high.
I'm starting to think, had I not drank any more and just waited an hour, I might have been 0.08 on three beers.
You think so, Dave?
You'd been probably
I don't know. I made a quantum leap from 0.04
and that's what happens.
To 0.12.
And that's what people don't understand is when they go out here binge drinking from 10 o'clock at night till 2 in the morning and they're pounding beers and shooters, you know, they're way over.
Yeah, but, I mean, dude, I'm on five beers.
It's a reality
five
check, isn't
crappy
it?
Light beers in 2 hours and I'm completely well over the legal limit.
It's a reality check, isn't it?
Hey, you know what the true test though of motor skills is?
How many to go out and drive a car?
How many times did we have to hit the delete button today?
Thank God, zero.
Zero.
What do you mean?
For profanity on the radio.
Yeah, because his language can get a little more comfortable.
Yeah, I curse like a sailor when I'm drunk. Evidently, I know enough not to do it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But the whole point of this exercise is you've had five beers. You wouldn't. Normally, like I said, if we weren't regulating everything, you would not think twice probably about driving a vehicle.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you know I wouldn't if I hadn't ever, you know, been
in
an issue before.
Yeah.
Okay. That was kind of fun. Hey now.
I just want to make you aware now that you are officially drunk.
Yeah.
That you are on the west side of Westchester.
Mm.
Not only is the judge tough.
Yeah.
The constable is also. And the Westchester.
However, he's Police cutting Department. Hair at the moment. He can't.
The Westchester Police Department is no department to mess with.
I know that.
So
all too well.
Keep that in mind before you leave your seat.
Okay.
Don't even walk outside.
Dude, my car's in my garage.
What do you think, Dave?
I agree, Tom.
Okay. But Judge Bruno, I mean, he is tough on DUIs and even drunken walking.
Okay.
Yeah, so be careful.
Hey, you know what? I would agree with him being tough on that because I don't want him killing anybody in a car.
Yep.
Maybe
unless
he's
got a license for it.
Yeah. funny, man.
Well, let me ask you a question. I know you're still under the weather. We'll talk about it another time.
Under the weather?
Does it surprise you where you are right now?
Well, yeah. I'm blown out of the water. We should have tested me after four beers because who knows where I would have been.
I knew after three because I could sense the change. Just listening to you. Yeah, there was definite change.
Okay.
All right, see you.
Thanks a lot.
All right.
Hey, thanks. Thanks a lot.
All right, let's go. Even I'm surprised. You know.
Are you stealing my joke?
What?
I thought you were going to say, like, you know, something funny. Like, I do that all the time. I go, I'm surprised.
I'm surprised, yeah.
And I go, about what? And you say something really funny?
Yeah.
Okay, you don't have
that. You only drank five beers in 2 hours.
You go, JC. You learned. All right, hey, Eileen, how are you?
Hey, drunk boy.
Hey, now.
I'm excellent.
Good.
Not as good as you, obviously.
Yeah.
But...
yeah.
Is your wife, Eileen?
No.
Oh.
I'm not surprised at all.
Okay.
And I would agree that probably, and we won't know for sure, but I would venture to bet that after three that you were probably 0.08.
Well, I would, I just blown into it the second I finished the third one.
Uh-huh.
And I was 0.042.
Was it that low? I didn't hear that.
Yeah, but I think if we would have let an hour go by, maybe I would have hit 0.08.
Yeah,
who knows?
Yeah, it definitely escalates. But here's the thing. I do agree with Tony. There's a change in your demeanor. Now, I'm assuming you're really being you and not trying to do... In other words, you know that you've had five beers, but I'm assuming that you're trying not to be more stern to intentionally, like, sober up, if you will, while you're talking. I realize you're trying to do a talk show. But I will tell you that some of your words, although I wouldn't technically call it slurred, they're absolutely different. You're not Foster Brooks yet, but you're on your way.
Thank
Seriously.
You. Okay.
So, anyway, good job, and thanks, Dave.
You're welcome.
Take care.
All right.
Bye.
I see. Okay. All right, cool.
You want to take a break now? Or?
Yes, I do. All right. We'll be back after this elimination. After I make water.
Right.
See ya.
Baby, I was tired of working. Installing countertops was not for me. I finally found a job where I don't do a thing. Chester County's WCAG. It's great, although I'm working with a moron. Sometimes he causes me frustration. I wonder why I put up with his nonsense. Maybe 'cause he owns the freaking station. I'm at WCHE in Chester County.